Lancashire, the turn of the century. At the heart of this grime-encrusted monument to the Industrial Revolution lies Griddlesbury, with its cramped rows of miserable hovels huddled round Sweatthorpe's colliery, only source of employment for the hungry masses of the town. Exploited by the mine owners, the men slave in the Stygian darkness while their women wait and worry at home. One such pursues her daily chores at number 14 in Sanitary Cottages this fateful Friday, little knowing what lies in store for her. The Fosdyke Saga, a story of tripe.
Our hope for years.
Hush, Victoria.
What?
Isn't that the hooter at the mine? I'll have a look. Hi, Mother. It's the alarm hooter.
This is Fosdyke. Victoria.
Oh, it must be serious, Mother. Here comes Pegleg Oldroyd, and he's running.
Mrs. Fosdyke, come quickly.
Oh, Mr. Oldroyd, wipe your foot and come in.
Mrs. Fosdyke, there's been a cave-in, number 3 shaft. Only one man down there when it happened.
It's Joss, I know it is.
Oh, they're bringing him up now.
Victoria, get your shawl, we're going up there.
Oh, yes, Mother, not that one, your best one.
But it's not Sunday, Mother.
No, but you might get knocked down on the way there.
Mrs. Fosdyke, give him air. He's badly shaken. Now, quiet! Order, please! Order!
Can you hear me?
Yes!
I'm talking to him. Can you hear me, Joss?
I'll be all right. Give his hand up.
Can you walk?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I can walk.
Right, then get walking, blackleg.
Yeah, get your feet away.
Ah, that's looking much cleaner.
Rebecca, stop washing the windows for a minute and come and do something to me head. Oh, go easy, woman. What a mess listening to that lot out there. But I had to work through the strike to feed you and the kids. And look where it's got me. Nobody's speaking to me. Not a living soul. I've been sent to Coventry. What am I going to do, Rebecca? Rebecca?
Victoria, tell your father that as far as I'm concerned...
Oh, Rebecca, it don't apply to you.
Oh, sorry, Joss. But this is driving me mad. We've got to get away.
Leave Griddlesbury?
We must, Joss. I don't want our children to have the kind of life we've had. Dust and danger and poverty. With that hooter went.
Well, lass, I suppose you're right. There's no future here for our Tom or Victoria or Albert.
Or Tim.
Or Tim. Eh? Who's Tim?
I think it was a hooter up at mine that brought him on.
You mean...
Yes, Joss. You've got another son.
One more mouth to feed. Well, that settles it. We're going.
The trouble is, how can we move without any brass? Joss.
I know what you're thinking, and I'm not going cap in hand to that brother of yours. I've got me pride. Nothing would make me grovel to him. Nothing. On the other hand...
Looking for Tick again, Rebecca?
Lend us the train fare to Manchester. We'll pay you back somehow.
2 shillings is a lot of brass, Becky. But I'm not an unreasonable man. Children well?
Yes, thank God.
Good. I'll have my solicitors draw up a contract with them as security.
You'll not have my children as security, Todd Openshaw.
Oh, fair enough, Fosdyke. Then there's another way. There's a guinea. Grovel for it.
Never. grovel at the feet of a fiend who exploits child labour in his sweatshop black pudding factory.
How dare you, damn you, Pimple John!
You cursed, sir.
Throw these people out.
Yes, sir. This way, madam. Yes. Sir.
And let me tell you, Fosdyke, Openshaw's black puddings are made with loving care and with the finest ingredients, and principally exported to be consumed by our brave lads fighting the boys. Oh, and while you're out there, Pimplechomp, get me a Griddlesbury Bugle and Clarion.
Certainly, sir. Boy?
Yes, sir. British troops eating cat and dog pudding in Muffaking.
What? I'm ruined. Ruined.
Oh, I see, sir. In that case, sir, will you accept this in lieu of 2 weeks' notice?
Well, Joss, we sold what little we had. And with Todd's guinea, which I secreted, there's enough to get us to Manchester.
We're going on the train. Hey, what do they look like, old Victoria?
Look there, young Albert. That big, ugly black thing puffing towards us.
Don't be rude about the station, Master Victoria. Here comes our train now. Well, Rebecca, it's goodbye to Griddlesbury and its dark, satanic mills, and hello to Manchester, where they say the streets are studded with meat pies, and I have heard there's one house with a bath.
Oh, come on, Josh, we don't want to miss it.
No, no, love, not in there. It's a long journey, so just this once, as it's Todd's money, we are going to spoil ourselves and travel in style.
Oh, Josh, you mean...
That's right, love, we're travelling pig class. And this is only the beginning.
Father, you say that people in Manchester cough different. Is that true?
Aye, Tom, lad, it is. People there have it easy. I've heard that some of them live well into their 40s.
Oh, give over, Joss. Stop filling the lad's head with nonsense.
Only another 5.5 hours, Becky. Everything all right?
Well, I'm glad it'll soon be over. Little Timmy's finding it hard to breathe under the accumulation of soot on his tiny face.
Madam, would you care to wipe the infant's face with this?
Oh, kind of, you say. But this is a piece of tripe.
Forgive me. I should have introduced myself. Ben Ditchley, the Lancashire Tripe King.
Oh. Don't offend the gentleman. Becky wiped Tim's face with it.
I think he likes it, Mr. Ditchley.
I could not help but overhear your conversation, sir. Are you seeking gainful employment of an honest nature?
I hope to improve my circumstances in Manchester, sir. Josiah Fosdyke is my name.
I like the look of you, Fosdyke, and your family. Tell you what I'll do. I'm willing to employ you at 2 shillings a week and all the tripe you can eat.
Done, Mr. Ditchley. You'll not regret this day.
What luck for that?
Not luck, Victoria. Mr. Ditchley's searching glance noted your father's honest character, humility and good Christian upbringing. See how he's smiling at Papa behind his newspaper.
One searching glance was enough for me. You can always trust a man who tucks his shirt inside his underpants. Right, lad. Do you have anywhere to lay your head in town?
No, sir, but we'll soon find a warm bridge to sleep under.
Nonsense! Come and stay with me and my son, Roger, till you find a hook.
Oh, please, Alex!
Cabby!
What a wonderful man, Joss.
The slashings. Salford, please, Cabby.
Sir.
Come on, everybody.
He's a saint.
I hope his son won't resent us.
No, love, he's really taken to us. A job, a place to stay.
And he's letting us run behind his cab.
This is very kind of you, Mr. Ditchley.
Not at all, Fosdyke. A little refreshment after that long journey, then I'll show you where you're going to stay. More tea, Mrs. Fosdyke?
Oh, thank you.
Elsie, attend to Mrs. Fosdyke.
Yes, sir.
No sugar this time, thank you.
There was no sugar last time.
Oh, it just tasted a little sweet.
Elsie, you're not washing those jam jars out proper.
Anyway,
that'll be Roger, my son. He's up from Oxford, you know, studying Greek philosophy and English philandering.
Hello, Peter. You're putting on weight, having into your wallet. Can you lend me 20 guineas?
Of course, lad. Here, help yourself, cat. Oh,
thanks, Peter. Oh, hello, and who are you?
Stand up, girl. Straighten yourself up. Stick your chest out.
I say.
No, on second thoughts. This is my daughter Victoria, Master Roger.
Oh, sorry, Roger. These are the Fosdykes. Decent enough folk. I'm taking Fosdyke on at the works to replace old Frigley. Keeps dropping off. Well, bits of him do.
Oh, jolly good. I'm sure if you work hard and diligently, in 40 or 50 years, you'll be in the same state as old Frigley, what? Well, Peter, must be off now. Hope to see you again, Miss Victoria.
Hey, that lad of mine, he's been my one consolation since the late Mrs. Ditchley went to the great tripe dresser in the sky.
Oh, Mr. Ditchley, did she suffer?
I don't know, Mrs. I never thought to ask her. Well, no use dwelling in the past. Finished your tea? Right. I'll show you where you're going to stop. If you'll all follow me.
Oh, Mr. Ditchley, I just don't know what to say.
Turn out, Fosdyke. You and your family stay here as long as you like, till you find a place of your own.
But, Mr. Ditchley, won't it inconvenience you having us in there?
Not a bit of it, my dear. Since we had the indoor one fitted, we hardly ever use this.
Mum, I'm tired.
Robert, hush, Mr. Ditchley speaking.
It's all right, love. That run from the station carrying me suitcases must have tired the little boy. You all look fair thrumped. I suggest you all get your heads down, and I'll see you at the works tomorrow, Fosdyke.
Thank you, Mr. Ditchley. What time should I start?
Lad, we all start at the same time at Ditchley's. But you've had a long, hard journey. Why don't you just stroll up at daybreak?
Oh.
Good night, all.
That man is a living saint.
Victoria, you're yes. Over there. Oh, Tom, Albert in the corner.
Okay,
I'll put the baby here. He'll be safe enough with the lid down. Your father and me'll go here, mm-hmm. And we'll all take it in turns to lay down.
All right.
Oh. Are you awake, Joss?
Oh, I've got a headache, love.
Joss. What a day it's been. Leaving Griddlesbury, meeting Mr. Ditchley, the Lancashire Tripe King.
Me getting the job on our first day in Manchester. Dean Becky, I think that the luck of the Fosdykes has finally taken a turn for the better.
In episode 1 of The Fosdyke Saga by Bill Tidy and John Junkin, you heard Stephanie Turner as Rebecca, Philip Lowry as Joss, and Miriam Margulies as Victoria. Colin Douglas played Ben Ditchley, and Christian Rodsker was his son, Roger. Other parts were played by Douglas Blackwell, Christopher Barr, Sally Grace, and John Junkin. The Fosdyke Saga was produced by Alan Nixon.